If you are here this morning, you may be wondering why it is that, having started to look at the Gospel of Mark, we've read tonight from the book of Acts. Well, the answer is that in the Word of God and in Mark's Gospel, we have this heaven-drawn picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are going to begin to embark on studying and looking at the Gospel of Mark Sunday mornings and Sunday evenings. But there are some things that make Mark's gospel distinctive. And one of the things we need to think about as what is distinctive about Mark's gospel is to think about the person who wrote this gospel, Mark himself. Yes, Mark's focus is upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And though tonight we're going to look at Mark himself for a while, through Mark, our focus will be on the Lord Jesus Christ too. But what is there about Mark and Mark's gospel that demands our attention? Well, Mark's gospel, for example, is a gospel where actions outweigh words. Mark sets before us in his gospel Jesus as the mighty worker. That might reflect on Mark himself as a man of action. The Lord Jesus is the one who is mighty, powerful, who works, subdues hearts to himself as he calls people to trust and follow him, conquers demonic powers by his word, heals all manner of sickness, commands a raging sea to be calm. So Mark wants to set before us Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God, able to meet every need of humanity. Meet your need tonight. So that if you too were to ask, Mark's gospel, does the gospel work? Mark's answer is, yes, the gospel works, and he would point you to Jesus, the mighty worker. No power of evil at work in your heart that God's grace cannot conquer or subdue. No sin that you've ever committed